耶稣是一个非常棒的一个良人。
And he's looking for lovers.
他在寻找他的爱人。
He wants to whisper in our ear.
他要在我们耳边细声说话。
When we wait on him in quietness,
当我们安静在他面前等候他时
we can hear his whisper.
我们会听到他细微的声音。
He's helping us to hear better.
他帮助我们能更好的聆听。
Hear his loving voice.
听见他慈爱温柔的声音。
His voice brings peace.
他的声音带来平安。
And joy.
喜乐。
And rest.
还有安息。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would like to sing a song for you.
我想为你们唱一首歌。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
大家可以请坐。
The secret of a victorious life is Jesus living in me.
一个得胜生命的秘诀是基督活在我们里面。
This is a secret.
这是他的秘诀。
Someone came to me after the morning service and said, "Would you pray for me?" For humility.
澡堂聚会完了之后，有人来问我说：“你可不可以为我祷告，让我能更多谦卑？”
I said, "Big job."
我说：“哇，那是很大的任务。”
But the secret of humility is Jesus living in me.
但谦卑的秘诀呢，就是耶稣活在我里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We find out very quickly that we cannot be humble ourselves. Quickly, we find out quickly we cannot be humble.
Okay, 我们很快发现到我们自己不能够谦卑。
We were born in pride.
我们在骄傲当中出生。
It's a constant battle.
是一个持续不断的征战。
To deny ourselves.
要舍己。
But when Jesus comes to live within,
当耶稣住在我们里面的时候
He is humility.
他就是谦卑。
Someone else asked me, pray for me to have wisdom, understanding.
有人来找我，告诉我说，可以为我祷告吗？让我有智慧。
I said, what you need is Jesus.
我说你所需要的是耶稣。
Jesus is made unto us wisdom.
耶稣就成为我们的智慧。
And understanding.
给我们知识。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And oh, how the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be pure.
你知道耶稣基督的教会需要成为圣洁。
Jesus is our holiness.
耶稣是我们的圣洁。
We need more of Jesus.
我们需要更多拥有耶稣。
And we can have more of Jesus as we receive the Holy Spirit.
当我们领受圣灵的时候，我们就更多拥有了耶稣。
And we've been learning these days that we receive His Holy Spirit as we wait upon Him.
这一天我们在学习如何在等候、安静等候当中，更多的领受耶稣的圣灵。
He fills our emptiness.
他会充满我们的空虚。
Oh, it's so wonderful to have Jesus come and fill us.
让耶稣来充满我们是何等奇妙的事。
Many people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
很多人已经受过圣灵的洗。
It's like being baptized in water.
就好像受水洗一样。
You go down.
我们往下。
And you come up.
我们起来。
And you are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
我们就在圣灵里面受了洗。
But somehow it dries off.
但好像这个洗一下就干了。
What Jesus wants is us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但耶稣要的是让我们能够被圣灵充满。
Sometimes that leaks out.
有时候那个会流出来。
When we get angry.
当我们生气的时候。
Or we're proud.
或者我们骄傲的时候。
Or we're jealous.
或者我们嫉妒人的时候。
Or we're unkind.
或者我们对人不仁慈的时候。
The Holy Spirit leaks out.
圣灵就从我们当中漏出来了。
So we have to come running back to Jesus.
所以我们要赶快回到耶稣面前。
We have to run into His presence.
我们要进到同在里面。
Fill me now.
说现在来充满我。
充满我。
Amen.
My new word in Malaysia, 充满我。
对，充满我。
Fill me now.
这个时候来充满我。
Fill me now.
充满我。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is here this afternoon.
这个下午耶稣在我们当中。
He wants every time we get together to fill us with His Spirit.
每当我们聚在一起的时候，他渴望把他的灵充满在我们当中。
And recognize He's living within us.
我们要认识到他活在我们里面。
He's within.
他在我们里面。
And He is righteousness.
他就是公义。
He is purity.
他是纯洁圣洁。
He is wisdom.
他是智慧。
He is holiness.
他是圣洁。
He is love.
他是爱。
And He is humility.
他也是谦卑。
So we pray, live out your life within me.
所以我们祷告说，让我们里面的生命活出来。
When I got married, they asked me for the song to march down the aisle to meet my husband.
当我结婚的时候呢，他们就问我说，你想选哪一首歌，从那个后面走红地毯下来，来见你的。
I asked the organist, play that song, Live out thy life within me.
我就说你们播弹放那首歌，就是让你活出你的生命在我里面。
Nobody can be a better wife to the husband than Jesus.
没有人能够比耶稣成为更好的太太或丈夫。
Nobody can be a better husband to your wife than Jesus.
没有人能够比耶稣能够更好成为你的丈夫。
Jesus wants to live within us.
耶稣要活在我们里面。
Sometimes we give him a little room.
有时候我们给他一点房，一点点空间。
Maybe a closet.
把没有是一个房间。
And we say, Jesus, you can live here.
我说耶稣，你就住在这个房间好了。
But he wants the whole house.
那耶稣想要的是整间屋子。
He wants to live in all of your life.
他想住在你生命的每一个部分。
He wants to fill the whole place with himself.
他要用他自己来占据你的生命的每一个部分。
Hallelujah.
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 So we say, yes, Jesus.
所以我们说耶稣好的。
Come in.
进来。
Come and live out your life within me.
进来活出你的生命。
Walk through me.
在我显明在我身上。
Talk through me.
借着我来说话。
Love through me.
借着我去爱人。
Help me to be humble through me.
借着我成为谦卑。
And today our lesson is on obedience.
今天我们的课程关于顺服。
So we want Jesus to make us obedient.
我们要耶稣教导我们成为顺服。
The one thing that God asked of Adam when he made Adam and Eve was obedience.
当神创造亚当跟夏娃的时候，他下面的唯一要求就是要顺服。
He said you can have control over all the universe.
他说你有权利掌管整个宇宙。
You can be in charge of all the animals.
你能够管理所有的动物。
You can eat of all the fruit.
你可以吃所有的果子。
Except one.
只有一个不能。
Do not eat this fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他说就是那一棵分辨善恶树上的果子你不能吃。
He said, obey me.
他说你顺服我。
We all know the very sad story.
我们知道这个是很可悲的故事。
Adam and Eve disobeyed.
亚当跟夏娃呢没有顺服。
The devil tempted them.
撒旦引诱他们。
The devil knew this would destroy them.
撒旦知道呢这样的一个行动会毁灭他们。
He tempted them to disobey God.
他试探他们要来不顺服神。
He said, "Has God said?"
他说神岂是真的说吗
？Doubt God.
让他们怀疑神。
He said, "Oh, if you eat this, you will be like God."
他说如果你吃了，你就变如神了。
You'll know good and evil.
你就能够分辨善恶了。
They already knew good.
他们已经是知道什么是善的。
Wouldn't that have been wonderful if all we knew was good?
如果我们所知道的只有善，那是多好的事。
But when they disobeyed, they knew evil.
当他们不顺服神的时候呢，他们就知道什么是恶。
That disobedience separated them from God.
不顺服使他们与神分开。
So tragic.
这是可悲的事。
All God wanted was to have their fellowship.
神所以渴望的就是与他们有相交的时间。
He made man just so he could.Have fellowship with him.
他创造人就是为了要跟人能够有交通。
God lost that fellowship with us.
神失去了那一个与我们之间的团契。
And we were separated.
我们就与神分开了。
But Jesus came.
但耶稣来。
Jesus said, "I come to do your will, O God."
耶稣来说，我要来成全主你的旨意。
Jesus' purpose in coming was to free us from the disobedience.
耶稣来的目的就是释放我们从不顺服当中的自由。
John chapter 10, verse 17 and 18.
约翰福音第十章第十七跟第十八节。
For this reason the Father loves me, that I may lay down my life, that I may take it up again. This charge or commandment have I received of my Father.
他说，我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命，是我自己舍的。我有权舍了，也有权取回来。这是我从父所受的命令。
Jesus enjoyed the love of his Father by obedience.
耶稣透过顺服享受了天父的爱。
He said, "This is the reason my Father loves me."
他说就是这个原因，我的父爱我。
Because I lay down my life.
因为我愿意舍去我的命。
I lay down my will.
我舍去我的旨意。
You remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Not my will."
你记得吗？在克西马尼园，耶稣说，不要照着我的意思。
He said, "This commandment have I received of my Father."
好，这是我从我父所领受的命令。
Nothing could redeem us but His obedience.
没有方式能够拯救我们，除了耶稣的顺服。
And Philippians 2 tells us that He was obedient unto death.
腓立比书第二章告诉我们说，耶稣顺服以至于死。
Maybe you say, "Well, I am obedient."
也许你会说，我蛮顺服的。
Jesus said in John 14:21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me."
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章第二十一节告诉我们说，有了我的命令又遵守的人，这人就是爱我的。
We say, "Oh, we do love God."
你说，嗯，我确实爱神。
But he said, "This is how I know that you love me. You keep my commandment."
耶稣说，这个是我认得出你爱我的方式，就是呢，你要遵守我的命令。
What are his commandments?
什么是神的命令呢？
That we love God with our whole heart.
我们用我们全心来爱神。
We love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们爱邻舍如同爱自己。
There's no place for lying.
没有撒谎欺骗的空间。
For stealing.
偷窃的空间。
For adultery.
淫乱。
For all these things that the Ten Commandments tell us, these are my commandments.
这十诫所有的命令是神给我们的命令。
And there's some in the New Testament too that Jesus commands us to love one another.
在新约耶稣给我们一个命令，要我们彼此相爱。
The same way he has loved us.
像他爱我们一样。
And if you stop to think how much God loves you, I am amazed how much God loves me.
我非常惊讶耶稣有多么爱我。
He says, "I'm to love you the way he loved me."
他说我要爱你像他爱我的方式一样。
That's a great deal.
那个是很好的交易。
Hallelujah. And also, there's another commandment in Philippians, you know, that tells us to rejoice evermore.
在腓立比有另外一个命令告诉我们说要常常喜乐。
Are we obeying the commandment to rejoice always?
我们有顺服神的命令要常常喜乐吗？
Well, sometimes you say, "I don't feel like it."
有时候我们会觉得说我没有感觉到要喜乐。
Someone told me today they're moody.
有人告诉我说今天感觉情绪很低落。
They get up moody in the morning.
早上起来情绪不好，心情不好。
Well, Jesus' command is rejoice.
但耶稣的命令是你要喜乐。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是主所定的日子。
We can have so much deliverance and victory in our life if we will obey.
如果我们愿意顺服神的话呢，我们生命当中会有很多的释放跟自由。
I know all about that.
我知道这些。
Many years ago, in my 20s, I had a great depression.
在我二十多岁的时候，我有很大的忧郁症。
I was very discouraged.
我非常的沮丧。
I despaired of my life.
我对我的生命感到非常的灰心。
But my teacher taught me to praise the Lord.
我的老师教导我说你要来赞美主。
For 1 hour,
一个小时
I would walk in my room, my house, back and forth, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
我就在我的房间走来走去说赞美主，赞美主，赞美主。
Nobody laid hands on me to set me free.
没有人按手为我祷告得自由释放。
But just simple obedience for 4 months.
就是很简单的顺服了四个月。
Over 40 years ago.
在四十年前。
I have been set free.
我得到自由了。
Totally.
完全的自由。
Completely.
完全的。
Delivered.
完全的释放。
By obedience.
透过顺服。
We do not know how our whole life would be transformed if we would be obedient.
当我们顺服的时候呢，我们没有办法想象我们可以有多么大的被改变。
I've been praying in my home before we came, "Jesus, make me all obedience."
我在我还没来之前，在我家中祷告说，耶稣让我能够成为完全顺服的人。
And I felt I was obedient. I was obedient to come here.
我觉得我很顺服，因为我愿意顺服来这个地方。
Monday was my wedding anniversary.
这一段时间是我的结婚周年纪念。
And Pastor Chow was very kind. He said, "You don't need to go to Malaysia."
周牧师很好说，其实你可以也不用来马来西亚。
Because it's your wedding anniversary.
因为这段时间是你的结婚周年纪念。
You want to be home with your husband.
你想要在家里跟丈夫在一起。
Very thoughtful.
非常贴心。
But I kept having Jesus say to me, Malaysia, Malaysia.
但耶稣一直在我心中对我说，马来西亚，马来西亚，马来西亚。
And my husband said to me, you can go to Malaysia.
我丈夫说，你可以去马来西亚。
He said, anniversary, just another day.
他说周年纪念只不过是一天而已，就是一个日子而已。
That's the way men are.
人就是人，男人就是这样的。
He said, I want you to do God's will.
他说我想要你完成神的心意。
I want you to obey God.
我要你顺服神。
So, I come.
所以我就来了。
In obedience.
带着顺服来的。
So I say to the Lord, I'm obedient.
我就跟我的主说，我是顺服你的。
But then somebody comes to us and says to us, do this.
然后后来有人来到面前对我们说，你来做这件事。
Maybe one of my friends.
我的一位朋友。
I don't want to do that.
我就想说，我不想这样做。
That's not what I want.
这不是我想做的事。
And then Jesus starts to speak to my heart. Oh, are you obedient?
耶稣就开始对我的心说了，哎，你有顺服吗？
I want you to do that.
那个是我想要你做的事。
Oh, so I have to say, forgive me, Jesus.
所以我就需要说，耶稣，原谅我。
It's so important that we surrender our own will.
把我们自己的意愿完全降服是多么的重要。
This is what Jesus did.
这是耶稣做的事。
This is our salvation.
这是我们的救恩。
If Jesus had not obeyed, we would not be saved.
如果耶稣没有顺服的话，我们没有一个人能得救。
The price would not have been paid for our salvation.
我们得救的那个代价就没有办法被付上。
Because he obeyed the Father.
因为耶稣顺服天父的旨意。
He opened the door for us to become sons and daughters of His.
他就把门打开，让我们能够成为他的儿女。
He brought us back into fellowship with God.
他就把我们带回来与神有相交的关系。
He's called the second Adam.
他被称为第二个亚当。
The first Adam disobeyed.
第一个亚当不顺服。
Jesus is called in Hebrews the second Adam.
耶稣在希伯来书被称为是第二个亚当。
The second Adam obeyed.
第二个亚当顺服神。
He obeyed unto death.
他顺服以至于死。
And if we want the life of Christ manifest in our life,
如果我们渴望耶稣的生命在我们身上被彰显出来，
it's imperative that we obey.
这个只有透过顺服。
We let our will be laid on the altar.
让我们的意愿被放在祭坛上。
We need to say with Jesus, not my will.
我们需要学耶稣这样说，不是我的旨意。
But yours be done.
但是让你的意思成就。
There are plenty of places in the Bible that tell us God's will.
在圣经里面有很多很多处告诉我们关于上帝的旨意是什么。
One of them is, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. This is the will of God, your sanctification.
我们成圣，这个是上帝的旨意。
Your cleansing，
我们得洁净。
That I make you clean，
神使我们得洁净。
I make you pure， that's the will of God，
得纯洁，这个是上帝的旨意。
And the will of God is that we rejoice always，
神的旨意是要让我们能够常常可以喜乐。
We pray without ceasing，
可以不断的祷告。
In everything give thanks，
在凡事上都可以感谢神。
Well， bad things happen，
有时候不好的事发生。
We don't give thanks for the bad things.
我们不为着那个坏事来感谢神。
We give thanks in the bad things.
但是我们在坏事当中仍然感谢神。
Not because of them, but we still know that God is worthy of thanks.
不是因为那个坏事的发生，而是我们知道神仍然配得我们来敬拜。
He's worthy of praise.
他配得我们来赞美。
No matter how bad the situation.
不管我们周围的环境怎么样。
When my mother died 5 years ago.
五年前，当我母亲去世的时候。
It was a very sad time.
那个是非常难过的时刻。
As I stood beside her bed.
当我站在她床旁。
I was so grateful for the Holy Spirit.
我为这圣灵很感恩。
He came to me and he just filled me with his spirit and lifted me above the sorrow.
圣灵就充满我，让我能够跨越这样的一个忧愁。
And I began to praise him.
我开始能够赞美他。
Because she was with him.
因为我知道我母亲与神同在。
She was in his presence.
她在神的同在里面。
We can choose. Every day we have 1,000 choices. Are we going to do the will of God?
我们每一天都有上千的选择来选择要不要顺服神。
Or are we going to do our own will?
我们选择要顺服神呢，还是要做我们自己的意思？
King Saul left his throne, lost his kingdom.
扫罗王失去他的王位。
Because of disobedience.
因为他不顺服。
And he said to Samuel, "Well, I have obeyed."
他对撒母耳说，我已经顺服了。
I've sacrificed.
我已经献祭了。
I have done all these things for you.
我已经做了这些的事。
But Samuel said, "To obey is better than sacrifice."
但撒母耳说，遵命胜于献祭。
And many times we think as Christian workers, we do this, we do that, we do that for God. Look what I've done.
很多时候我们信耶稣的人，我们都会觉得说，我为了耶稣做了这件事，这件事，这件事。你看，我为主做了多少的事。
I have served your people.
我服侍人。
And they have treated me this way.
他们却这样子来对待我。
I have been kind.
我对他们很好。
I have sacrificed.
我付出代价。
But Jesus says, do you obey me?
但耶稣却问你说，你有顺服我吗？
Do you humble yourself?
你有谦卑自己吗？
Do you surrender your will?
你有把你的旨意降服吗？
That's what he's after.
那是他所要的。
He wants us to surrender our will.
他要我们把我们的旨意，我们的意愿降服。
He says obedience is better than all our sacrifice.
他告诉我们说，顺服胜于所有的祭物。
You say, I do obey God.
你可能会说，我有顺服神。
But I don't want to obey that person.
我不想，但是我不想顺服那一个人。
God often uses people.
但神常常使用人。
For us to obey.
让我们学习顺服。
God often speaks through people.
神常常透过人来说话。
It's so easy. When something doesn't make a great deal of difference whether we have one thing or another.
有时候一件事情没有太大的影响，不管我们有这个或没有或有那一个。
Our roommate says they want the air conditioner high.
可能我们的室友告诉我们说，我希望我能够把冷气调高一点。
We say it's cold. I want the air conditioner low.
你可能说太冷了，我想要它调低一点。
Here we have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
To do the will of someone else.
我们是否愿意照着别人的意思去做？
And God breaks down our will.
神就破碎我们的意愿。
He helps us to say no to self.
他就帮助我们学习对自己说不。
This is denying self.
这是舍己。
To say no to my own self.
对自己说不。
My own desire.
对我的意愿说不。
Or we say we want to go there.
可能我们想说我要去那里。
And our roommate says, "Oh, I'm going to go over there."
可你的室友说，我们不如我们去另外一个地方。
We say, "Well, my way is best."
可你会想说，我那个地方比较好。
But there's where we need to say, "Jesus, I surrender my will to you."
但是就在那些情况下，你需要对耶稣说，耶稣，我把我的意愿降服在你的面前。
Maybe your spouse
可能是你的伴侣
tells you to do something
要你做一些事。
And you say, "No, God showed me to do that."
你说不要神启示我要我做另外一个事。
We better be sure it's God.
我们最好确定那个是神说的。
Because you know, you don't have to fight for God.
你知道吗？其实我们不需要帮神打仗。
He's big enough.
神够伟大。
I've had that happen to me when I felt I was to go to minister
in at least, I don't know if I was ministering, I went for blessing to me in Virginia.
有一次当我要去服侍在 Virginia 这个地方，我经历这样的事。
My husband said no.
我丈夫说不要。
We're not going.
我们不要去的。
It's too many miles.
太远了。
Too hard on the car.
坐车很累。
And I don't think it's the right time to go.
他觉得说这个不是对的时机，我们去。
I have found a secret.
我找到一个秘诀。
If I say, okay.
如果我说好的。
No fighting.
不要吵架。
You don't say, oh, but God showed me we are to go.
你不要这样说，我告诉你，神启示我，我们要去那个地方。
It's exerting my own will.
那就是把我的意愿的加迫在别人身上。
And I just turn to Jesus.
我就转到耶稣的面前。
And I leave it in his hands.
我就把这个决定放耶稣的手中。
I said, Jesus,
我说
you know what to do.
我说耶稣，你知道该怎么办。
My husband goes out to play golf.
我的丈夫就去打高尔夫球了。
He comes home.
他回来的时候呢
？He likes to walk.
他喜欢散步。
He walks the whole course.
他就走了整个场。
He says he plays with Jesus.
他说他在跟耶稣玩。
Just alone, Jesus and him.
就是他一个人跟耶稣在一起的时间。
And he comes home. I said, "Who won?"
当他打回来的时候，我就问他说：“谁打赢了？”
At the golf, he said, "Martha, Jesus always wins."
他说：“马大，你知道耶稣每次都赢的。”
That's just a little joke. But before I'm making supper, doing something, my husband comes to me. He said, "We're going to Virginia."
当我在做些事情的时候呢，我丈夫就来告诉我说：“我们去 Virginia 这个地方。”
He said, "The Lord spoke to me."
他说：“主对我说了。”
At the coffee shop.
在那个咖啡店的时候。
Said where to go.
So 我们要去
So wives, you don't have to fight.
所以妻子们，你们不需要争
You don't have to insist on your own will.
你不需要坚持你的意愿
You commit your way to the Lord.
你把你的意愿放在主的手中
And God will fight His own battles.
神就会打他自己的征战
He'll do it, and you'll have peace.
你就有平安了，他会做成的。
Oh, the peace that comes from doing the will of God.
这个平安是借着顺服神的旨意来了。
It brings us back to paradise.
把我们带回天堂。
It restores us to the Garden of Eden.
恢复我们到伊甸园的那种生活。
Because of what Jesus did on the cross.
是因为耶稣在十字架上所成就的事。
It cost him everything.
耶稣付了所有的代价。
He sweat drops of blood.
他流汗像血滴一样，他流汗像血滴一样。
Paul said, "You have not yet resisted unto blood." Apostle Paul said, "You have not yet resisted unto blood."
Okay, 保罗说你还没有、mm-hmm. 没有还没有流血。
But Jesus is calling us.
那耶稣在呼召我们。
He is looking for those who will be like him.
他在寻找那些能够像他的人。
He's looking for obedience.
他在寻找愿意顺服的人。
Obedience unto death.
顺服到死的人。
The death of your own will.
对自己的意愿死的人。
That's how his kingdom comes.
这个是他的国度来临的方式。
Jesus is a king.
耶稣是王。
He only reigns in us as we allow him.
只有当我们愿意让他做王的时候，他才能够做王。
The more we surrender,
我们越多的降服我们自己
，the more he reigns,
他就越多的做王掌权。
The more we yield,
我们越多的降服
，we're crowning him king of our life.
我们就在把耶稣冠为王在我们生命当中。
Otherwise, it's like Pastor said this morning. We say you're the head of the house.
不然就像牧师早上说的一样，你是家里的头。
That's just a nice phrase.
那个只是一个很美的名称而已。
Jesus only becomes king and head of the house as we yield.
只有当我们肯降服的时候，耶稣才成为我们的王，我们的头。
There has to be a mighty self-surrender.
那是一个我们必须要有一个完全的舍己。
Jesus wants to be king of your life.
耶稣要成为我们生命当中的王。
And There is another commandment where he says, forgive one another.
有另外一个命令告诉我们说要要饶恕彼此饶恕
He said he would forgive us as we forgive others.
他说当我们彼此饶恕的时候天父就饶恕我们
A dear minister friend of mine reminded me of that when someone had hurt me.
有一段有有有有一个一个服侍的同工他这样子提醒我当有一个人伤害我的时候
And the hurt was inside.
那个伤在我心里
I'm very sensitive.
我非常敏感。
And I was hurt.
我心中受伤了。
I thought, Lord, what I have done so much for this person.
我说主啊，你看我为这个人做了多少。
You pastors know all about this.
牧者们都会了解这样的情况。
You help people.
你帮助了人。
You serve them.
你服侍他们。
And you humble yourself before them.
你谦卑你自己。
And then they say something unkind.
但他们说了一些很不仁慈的话
or they talk about you.
或者在你背后想你
and they hurt you.
伤了你
Oh, I said, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
我说耶稣，我真的感到很难过
This really hurts.
真的很痛
This is bothering me.
这个事让我很烦恼
And I found out I couldn't even minister.
我发现到我就不能够服侍人
Because I was hurting inside.
因为我内心受伤了。
And this dear minister friend of mine said to me, "Forgive them."
我的这个团道朋友就告诉我说，你原谅他们。
And after I went home,
当我回家之后
，on the way home, I said, "Jesus, I forgive them."
在我回家的路上，我就跟耶稣说，耶稣，我饶恕他们。
Immediately, the joy came back to my heart.
即刻的那个喜乐就回到我的心中
Immediately,
即刻的
Hallelujah,
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 Hallelujah.
Oh, it pays to be obedient.
要顺服是需要付代价的
And one that great commandment, forgive those who hurt you.
神命令我们说你要饶恕那些伤害你的人 Amen.
Amen.And maybe sometimes it's a relative.
有时候是我们的亲戚。
Someone had me pray for their daughter-in-law today. Daughter-in-law.
有些人有今天有人在为他的媳妇祷告。
Oh, how we need the love of Christ.
我们多么需要基督的爱。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
And He commands us to love one another.
他命令我们说你要彼此相爱。
Well, it's easy to love Amy.
如果要爱 Amy 是很容易的事
Amy is a very loving person
因为 Amy 是一个很可爱的人
But it may not be easy to love somebody who is unkind to us
但是要爱那些对我们不好的人是不太容易的事
Someone in the family
可能在我们家中的一个人
But if we want Jesus to reign in us
但如果我们要耶稣掌管我们的生命
We want him to be king
我们要他做我们的王
We have to obey
我们就需要顺服
He said, love those that hate you.
他说恨你的你要爱他。
Love those who despitefully use you and persecute you.
那些逼迫你那些藐视你的你要去爱他。
And say all manner of evil against you.
或者做各种恶事的人你要去爱他。
You know the very first words when Jesus gave his first sermon.
当耶稣说了第一篇道。
He said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
他说虚心的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的。
That means poor in our own wills.
就是对我们自己的意愿是非常贫穷的人。
We refuse to have any will of our own.
拒绝不要有自己意识的人。
Oh, you say this is too much.
你说这个太过分了。
It is not too much.
这不是太过分的。
As we surrender every day.
当我们每一天把自己降服的时候。
Jesus will come.
耶稣会来
Jesus will reign in us.
耶稣会在我们里面作王
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the secret of true obedience is consciously abiding in God's presence.
真正顺服的一个秘诀呢就是要不断地住在神的同在里面
It's impossible if we do not maintain a close and continual fellowship with God.
如果我们没有跟神保持一个持续性亲密的关系是不可能做到的。
See, every subject that we study this week, all is related.
我们这个礼拜所谈的每一个主题呢都是有关联的。
Whether it's humility,
不管是谦卑,
or obedience,
顺服,
the way into the obedient life is waiting in the presence of the Lord.
要进入一个顺服生命的那一道门，就是要等候神。
When Jesus comes,
当耶稣来的时候,
with his loving presence,
带着他慈爱的同在,
and he puts his arms around us,
他把他的手放在我们旁边。的肩上
Oh, it's so easy to surrender.
要顺服的时候，那个时刻是很容易的。
That's why he said, "If you love me,"
所以他就说，如果你爱我
，You will obey me.
你就会顺服我。
Amen.
Amen.
You know how easy it is.
你知道这样，当被爱的时候是很容易的。
Ladies, when your husband comes and loves you,
姐妹们，当丈夫来爱你的时候
，and then he says.Ask you to do something.
他要求你做一些事。
Oh, you'll be glad to do it.
你会说哦，很好，很乐意去做。
And that's the way it is with Jesus. When he manifests his love to us in his presence,
这也是同样的。当耶稣在他同在里面向我们显明他多爱我们。
We find out this strong will of ours submits.
我们就发现到我们那个很强的意愿呢，就愿意降服了。
So it's so important to.Maintain this fellowship with Jesus.
所以是很重要的，我们需要持续保守那个与耶稣之间的相交。
Come into His holy presence.
进到他圣洁的同在里面。
Like we've been hearing this morning about waiting on God.
今早我们也听到要如何等候神。
When we wait on God, He melts our will.
当我们等候神的时候，神就会融化我们的意愿。
And we surrender.
我们就会愿意降服。
The more we surrender, the more He lives out His life in us.
我们越多的降服，他就越多的透过我们活出他的生命。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Our teacher is Jesus.
我们的老师是耶稣。
Like Sister Lai said to us this morning.
叫做赖姐妹今天早上告诉我们的。
The Holy Spirit was her teacher.
圣灵是我们的老师。
He reminds her of things Jesus said in His Word.
他会提醒我们耶稣在他话语里面说过的事。
The Bible is our textbook.
圣经是我们的课本。
The Bible tells us the commands.
圣经告诉我们神所给的命令。
I've heard of a minister who took the New Testament and underscored every command and prayed over them.
我听说有一个传道人呢，就把新约每一个命令都画了线，然后为他的祷告。
It's good to have the Holy Spirit show us.Where we need to be obedient.
我们很需要圣灵来提醒我们哪一个点是我们需要顺服的。
We had a meeting, a Bible study in Dallas a few years ago.
好几年前我们在达拉斯在那个地方呢有一个查经班。
And the Lord said that we should speak about being honest.
圣灵提醒我们说我们需要谈关于诚实。
I found out the Chinese are not always honest.
我发现到华人原来常常都不诚实的。
We started teaching about being truthful.
我们就教导他们关于要诚实。
Not lying.
不要说谎。
They say, well, there aren't there little black lies, white lies, black lies.
他们就说什么有黑色的谎言，白色的谎言。
And one girl began to cry.
其中一个女孩就开始哭了。
She said, "Just today, I lied."
她说昨天我撒谎了。
Somebody asked me if I liked this dress they had on, and I said, "Oh yes, it's beautiful."
因为昨天有人问我说我穿的衣服好不好看，我就对她说，哦，你穿的很好看。
She said, "I lied."
她说我撒谎了。
She said, "The Chinese will not tell the truth in order to save." Face.
他说华人常常为了面子的问题就不说实话。
And we had a wonderful Bible study. Amy probably was there.
所以在那个地方我们有很好的圣经班。
I said Jesus wants us to be pure.
所以耶稣要我们成为圣洁的。
He wants us to be obedient.
他要我们完全的顺服。
And he says thou shalt not lie.
他说不要撒谎。
You can be kind.
我们可以对人好。
But tell the truth.
但我们仍然要说实话。
The Holy Spirit will help you.
圣灵会帮助我们的。
Maybe it looks good on him. You can say, "Well, it looks nice on you."
可能那个衣服你可以说你穿得很不错。
If it does.
如果那个衣服真的是很不错的。
But we need to be truthful.
但我们需要说实话。
There are some forms of pride.
有一些形式的骄傲。
One is called the pride of face.
有一种骄傲呢，叫做面子的骄傲。
That's mostly women, so proud of their good looks.
这是女人常常有的，为自他们的面貌、面容感到骄傲。
There's another pride of race.
有另外一种骄傲呢，叫做种族的骄傲。
And maybe the Chinese say, I'm proud to be Chinese.
可能华人会说，我为这我是华人感到很骄傲。
Most Americans say, I'm proud to be an American.
美国人常常都觉得我是美国人，所以因此很骄傲。
And then there's the worst of all is the pride of grace. Grace, G-R-A-C-E.
Okay. 最糟糕的骄傲呢，就是为着恩典的骄傲。
This is when we think that we are special.
这是当我们觉得我们很特别。
And all God's grace is because of who we are.
神的恩典都因着是我是谁，所以给我的。
It's a spiritual pride.
这叫属灵的骄傲。
Oh, how we need to be down at the feet of Jesus.
我们多么需要到耶稣的脚前。
That is one of his great commandments, humble yourself.
所以这是耶稣的其中一个很大的命令，告诉我们说你要谦卑自己。
That's our job.
那是我们的工作。
Death to self is his job.
对自己死是他的工作。
But our job is to do what he commands, humble yourself.
但我们的责任是要顺服他，要我们做的事就是谦卑自己。
Not just on the outside.
不但是外在的。
Not what people see.
也不是给人看的。
But humble ourselves before God.
谦卑是在神的面前的。
And then he will lift us up.
他却把我们提升起来。
One thing that humbles us most is to deny our own will.
一个最谦卑的表达方式就是呢，对自己的意愿说不。
Jesus lived a life of continual fellowship with his Father.
耶稣的生命呢，是一个持续不断与天父有亲密关系的一个生活。
He was constantly listening for his voice.
他一直不断在听神的声音。
Waiting for his instruction.
在等待着他的指示。
We heard some of those verses.Yesterday, that he said, the words I speak are not mine, they're his.
我们昨天读了一些经文，告诉我们说，耶稣说呢，我所说的话不出于我，是出于他的。
I came not to do my own will.
我来不是要做我的意思。
Can we say that? I came not to do my own will.
我们能够这样说吗？我来不是要做我的意思。
Oh, how Jesus wants to give us his own spirit.
神多么渴望要把他的灵赐给我们。
It's a spirit of obedience.
那是一个顺服的灵。
And we can say with him, I came down from heaven not to do my will. I came into this life not to do my will.
我们就能够像耶稣这样说，我们来到这个世上不是要来做我的意思的。
Let us surrender our will to him.
让我们把我们的意思降服在他的面前。
And obedience will lead us to die to self.
顺服会帮带领我们对自己死。
Are you willing to die to self?
我们是否愿意舍己呢？
Most people are willing to do great things for God.
很多人愿意为神做一些很伟大的事。
And to be someone great.
或者成为一些很伟大的人。
To be a popular minister.
可能成为一个很出名的一个传道人。
A successful teacher.
可能一个很成功的老师。
But are we willing to die?
但我们是否愿意死？
Are we willing to say no to our own will?
我们是否愿意对我们的意愿说不？
Jesus became obedient unto death.
耶稣他来，他顺服到死。
And every humiliation that comes, we should say thank you, Jesus.
面对各种的羞辱的时候，我们应该说感谢耶稣。
We should rejoice in every opportunity to say no to self.
我们应该为这每一个可以对自己说不的机会感谢神。
Every fellow man or fellow woman who tries or vexes you is a means of God's grace to humble you.
每一个来到面前想要来羞辱我们的，不管是人或男生女生，都是神使用的器皿来帮助我们降服自己的。
Pastor Chow said I could recommend to you Andrew Murray's book on humility.
我跟周牧师呢都会介绍你这本书，是 Andrew Murray 的书，关于顺服。
It, I understand it's written in Chinese.
我知道有华文的版本。
Andrew Murray learned to surrender his own will.
Andrew Murray 这个人呢，就学习把他的意愿降服。
That's why you find such an anointing on his books.
所以你发现他的书中有何等的恩膏。
I heard the story that once he was against Pentecost.
我读过他的书，说到关于他有一段时间呢是反灵恩的。
He was against speaking in tongues.
他是反对说方言的。
And then God allowed his voice to be gone.
神就让他没有声音了。
He couldn't speak at all.
他不能说话。
He had an affliction.
他有一个缺陷。
If I remember correctly, it lasted 1 year.
这个事情发生了，持续了一年的时间。
And he was a preacher.
他是一个传道人。
Imagine pastors losing your voice.
是想想牧师失去声音是怎样的。
Difficult.
很困难的。
During that time, God began to work inside of him.
那段时间呢，神就在他里面动工。
He began to surrender. Surrender.
他就开始降服了。
He began to yield.
他开始把自己的意愿放下。
God, your will, not mine.
他就说主啊，让你的意思成就，不照着我的意思。
In fact, he wrote a book, not my will.
他写过一本书，说不照着我的意思。
He wrote another one 100 years ago, School of Obedience.
这个是另外一本书，一百年前写的，就是顺服的学校。
He wrote another one, Absolute Surrender.
他有写另外一本书叫完全的顺服。
Absolute Surrender.
完全的顺服。
All given to God.
全部都交给神了。
His own ideas.
他的想法。
Oh, don't we think our ideas are best?
很多时候我们常会觉得自己的想法是最好的。
Don't we think our way is best?
我们常会觉得我们的方式最好。
Better than others.
可能比别人的好。
He laid this down.
但耶稣帮教他，但是我们要放下。
At the feet of Jesus.
放在耶稣的脚前。
He surrendered.
他愿意选择放下。
After that period, when he spoke,
但那日子过后，当他说话的时候
，God gave him voice back.
神就把他的声音还给他。
He spoke in other tongues.
他就说了新的方言。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他就被圣灵充满了。
He learned.
他学习
obedience
顺服
through the things he suffered.
透过他所受的苦，他学了顺服。
And that's why you are.Very blessed. I have been very blessed with his books.
我因着他的书很蒙福，你也能蒙福。
When you read his books,
当你在看他的书的时候
there's an impartation.
有一种的传递。
That means it comes inside of you.
就是说他会来到你里面。
Because what he spoke about, he experienced.
因为他所说的是他所经历的东西。
Ministers, if you want your words to be anointed,
传道们，如果你希望你的服事被恩膏
，If you want them to bring results，
如果你希望看到有结果
，Then let it be your experience，
就那你就要让它成为你的经历
，Your own experience，
成为你个人的经历
，Of surrender，
你个人降服的经历
，Constant surrender，
持续不断顺服的经历
，Let go，
放弃
，Yield，
降服。
And you will find life in Christ.
你会发现耶稣的生命。
They say two objects do not occupy the same space at the same time.
两样东西在同一个时候不能够占据同一个空间。
You cannot have Jesus reigning in you.
你不可能同时有耶稣掌权。
And self reigning in you.
又同时有自己掌权。
One of them's got to be the ruler.
其中一个要做掌权的
One has to be in control.
一个需要被掌控
Let it be Jesus.
让耶稣掌权
Every day, surrender.
每一天选择顺服
Jesus, have your way.
让耶稣有他的旨意
We heard this morning about the cell group meetings.
早上我们听到关于小组的聚会
Where Sister Lai told us, Jesus, this is your meeting.
赖姐妹说耶稣这个是你的聚会
You are the leader.
你是那个头。
You are the master.
你是那个主人。
We are the followers.
我们只是你的跟随者而已。
We follow you.
我们要跟随你。
We yield our will.
我们把我们的意愿降服。
We yield our ideas.
我们把我们的想法放下。
Our thoughts.
我们的思想。
Our plans.
我们的计划。
Remember in the book of Acts, Paul had a plan to go preach.
记得吗？在《使徒行传》的保罗有个计划，他要去传福音。
Remember what he said? I was forbidden by the Holy Ghost.
知道吗？他记得到到说他被圣灵阻止了。
So he had to go where the Holy Spirit led him.
所以他就去到圣灵引导他去的地方。
Oh, this takes waiting on God.
这个需要花时间等待神。
It takes sitting at His feet.
我们需要坐在他的脚前。
It takes being filled with His Spirit.
我们需要被他的圣灵充满。
And then we will find it easy to surrender.
我们就会发现要降服是容易的事。
To be obedient.
顺服。
Hallelujah. There's a word that can help you.
有一句话可以帮助你。
There's a word that helped me.
那句话帮助了我。
I was in a ministering with some other ministers.
我在一段时间跟其他的传道人一起服事的时候。
And there was plans for all of them to go to a special dinner.
他们就有计划要带大家去一个特别的晚餐。
And oh, at the last minute,
在最后一分钟
，I was asked not to go.
我就被请求说不要去。
Oh, inside, I said, "Oh, I want to go. I want to go."
我心中里面说我想去，我想去。
But the leader of this group of all these ministers said.Would you do this to help us over here in another place?
但是这个整个团队的领导呢，就来对我说：“你能不能留下来去另外地方为我们做这样的一件事
？”I thought, well, maybe I can go later to the dinner, take care of this job, come and go later.
我想说，也许我能够把这个事做完了过后，我迟一些再过去吧。
Our minds are always working to get our own way.
我们的头脑常常在运作，在想办法。
They're so busy.
非常忙碌的思想。
Especially women, maybe.
特别是女人。
We figure out how we can get our own way.
我们常在想办法要怎样达到自己的意愿。
Well, I did what they asked me to do.
我做了他们要我做的事。
But there was no time left to go meet the dinner.
但做完这件事过后就没有时间去那个晚餐了。
And I was left alone.
我就被抛下一个人。
I got down on my knees.
我就跪下来。
I started to praise the Lord.
我就开始赞美神。
Because every time you get discouraged,
因为每当我们失望的时候
，every time you get disappointed,
每次我们失望的时候
，or you feel moody,
或者觉得情绪不好的时候
，start to praise the Lord.
开始赞美神。
Because it was overwhelming me. My disappointment was overwhelming me.
因为我的失望在充满我。
I began to praise the Lord. Pretty soon, the Holy Spirit started praising through me.
我开始就选择赞美神，不断
Hallelujah,
不过一段时间，圣灵就开始帮助我赞美神。
And you know, it was so amazing. Jesus spoke in my heart when I got on my knees, and He said, "I wanted you to stay with me."
当我跪下祷告的时候，耶稣就开始对我的心说话了。他说：“我要你留下来陪我。”
哦，
就说哦。
Let them go to the dinner.
让他们去晚餐吧。
Jesus came.
耶稣来。
And He gave me such a great blessing. He manifested His presence to me in power.
上帝那一天给我很大的祝福，他以能力向我显现。
It was amazing.
是非常奇妙的。
I wish you could write this down if you write nothing else down because this was a word from the Lord.
我希望能够把这个写下来，因为这个是神给我的话。
Obedience always brings the manifestation of God's presence.
顺服常常带来神同在的彰显。
Obedience always brings.A manifestation of the presence of the Lord.
顺服常常带来神同在的彰显。
You know, when the music was playing this morning and the girls were dancing and Mrs. Chow was dancing, before Pastor mentioned that and she was dancing, the Lord had spoken into my heart.
当早上音乐弹奏的时候，然后有些姐妹跳舞的时候，当牧师上来分享之前，神对我的心说话。
You're to dance.
你也要来跳。
So, I danced along with the girls.
所以我就跟那些女生一起跳。
And then when you began to praise the Lord just pushed me.
当我们一起敬拜神的时候，神就会把我往前推。
To go dance across the floor and dance back and forth.
神就推我往旁边这边跳。
And I obeyed.
我就顺服了。
Because I know better than not to.
因为我知道顺服是比不顺服好的。
And even though that isn't your custom, and I'm in a strange church,
我在一个我不熟悉的一个环境。
I obeyed.
但我仍然顺服了。
I took Sister Lai, Pastor Lai with me.
我带着赖姐妹一起。
When I came back to my place, the power of God surged through my whole being.
当我跳完回去的时候呢，神的能力呢就充满了我整个人。
If we could only learn this lesson to obey.
如果我们能够学会这个功课来顺服。
Pastors, you need to obey the moving of the Holy Spirit in your meetings.
牧者，你需要顺服神在聚会当中的工作。
You need to obey His Spirit.
你需要顺服神的灵。
Maybe you think it's time to preach.
也许你觉得是时候要分享了。
But the Holy Spirit says, "Wait 10 minutes or be quiet."
但可能圣灵告诉你说要等一等，安静个十分钟。
Every time you yield your will.
每当你把你的意愿降服的时候
God comes
神就来了
He manifests His power and His presence
他会彰显他的能力和同在
Hallelujah I was going to tell you about this one word
我要告诉你这一句话
And I don't want to keep you I know you've been in several meetings I don't want you to weary you
我不想把你累坏了
Can I say one more word?
我可以再说一些话吗?
There is one small word that will help us fight against the spreading cancer of self-will.
有一句话呢，能够帮助我们抵抗在我们里面呢，扩散的那个自我意愿的癌细胞。
That one word is yes.
那一个字呢，就是好。
Yes, to the will of God.
对神的说，神的意愿说，好的。
And that will is often revealed to us through the will of our neighbor, or spouse, or co-worker.
神的意愿呢，常常呢，透过我们的伴侣、我们的朋友、我们的邻舍显明出来。
You know, God uses people to humble us.
神用人来使我们谦卑。
We think, well, I could humble myself if it were God.
你可以说我能够谦卑自己，如果我是神的话。
But often God uses your coworker.
但神可能常不是自己说话，透过我们的同事、我们的妻子、我们的丈夫对我们说话。
Or your best friend.
或者是我们的好朋友。
God uses all these means to help us to say yes to Him.
神用这些方式让我们学习对他说好的。
Remember, it was self-will that.Destroyed the devil.
Destroyed the devil.
Self-will, the will. The devil had his own will.
Okay, 撒旦呢是因为他自己的意愿成为了撒旦。
He rose up. He said, "I want to be like God."
他心中起来说我要做神。
And it destroyed our human race. Self-will.
也是自己的意愿毁坏了我们人类。
Jesus nailed it to the cross.
耶稣被钉在十字架上。
He hung there for the will of God.
他是为着神的旨意被钉在上面的。
He broke the power of self-will.
他破坏了那个自我意愿的权利。
And he wants to set us free.
他也要释放我们自由。
The bride of the Lamb follows him wherever he goes.
羔羊的心腹会跟随着羔羊走。
And the victory comes as we say yes.
当我们说好的时候呢得胜就领到了。
Yes.
好的。
Yes.
好的。
I want to sing a little song and I want to invite you to deal with God. We still have a half hour.
我们还有半个小时的时间我想唱一首歌然后给你们一些时间跟神。
We want to open the altar.
跟神相交。我们把这个讲台打公开。
And we want to respond.
我希望你能够回应神。
Don't just take notes.
那些有做笔记的。
And enjoy a talk.
不需要做笔记就享受跟神讲交谈。
We need to deal with God.
我们需要跟神。
Let His Holy Spirit show us.
我们需要让神来对付我们，然后让圣灵对我们说话。
How we need to surrender.
告诉我们哪方面我们需要降服。
That's where we received our salvation, our first surrender.
我们第一次顺服的时候就是我们讲领受救恩的时候
But he's asking for an absolute surrender.
但神要求的是完全的顺服
He's asking for an obedience unto death.
他所要求的是顺服，顺服到死。
Death of your own will.
对自己的意愿死。
Death of your own choices.
对自己的选择死。
And say yes to His choice.
对他的意愿说好的。
To His will.
对他的旨意说好的。
Hong, as Pastor Hong Leon and Pastor Ai Bing and Pastor Shufan Lai, will you join me? We want to sing. Yes.
好，我会叫前面几位牧者一起来，跟我一起，我们来唱这首歌。
You're welcome to come and deal with Jesus.
我们欢迎你来到前面，你可以跟耶稣有一段时间。
I say yes,
say yes, yes, Lord. I say yes, yes, Lord.
做到，但我知道你是我的救主，你会来救我脱离我愿意做不到的软弱。主，这个时刻我向你敞开我的心，恳求你进来，进来，因为你是我的救主，来救我脱离不能顺服的罪，救我脱离骄傲悖逆的罪。主啊，我愿意，但我常常做不到。我仰望你，主啊，此刻我在心中深深的仰望你。你来是要来拯救你的百姓脱离罪恶。主啊，我是你的百姓，我心中爱你，渴慕，恳求亲爱的救主，你进来，赐给我力量，把你自己吹进我里面，使我能顺服你。主耶稣，谢谢你爱我如此之深，为我舍命在十字架上，谢谢你呼我把圣灵赐给我，圣灵你来要帮助我，给我能顺服的恩膏，给我能顺服的力量。主啊，我不只顺服你的话语，我也要顺服你所为我安排的环境，啊，顺服你所量给我的一切的人事物。主耶稣，我知道我跪在这里向你恳求，你必定帮助我，赐给我能顺服的恩膏力量。哈利路亚，我要赞美你，赞美你，把我们的心向他敞开，向他祷告。哈利路亚，他说我们求就必得着。主啊，他在聆听你的每一句祷告。此刻亲爱的弟兄姐妹，向他直接的祷告，这样的恳求。哈利路亚，耶稣赞美，耶稣赞美你。
哈利路亚，是的，主，破碎我们这个疾。今天我们来到你的面前，破碎我们，破碎我们这个自己的意识。主啊，很多时候是我们的意识，是我们遭遇苦难，就是我们的意识让我们跟你远离。今天你光照我们，圣灵啊，在我们的内心里面更深的工作，在我们的内心里面看见我们自己的光景。因为你来，你已经彰显了你没有自己的意识，只有父的意识。 哦，主啊，今天我们来到你的面前，我们要向你说，我不要有自己的意识，乃是你的意识，让你的生命彰显在我的生命里面。我来到你的面前，我谦卑我自己，我过去的记忆拦住我认识你，我过去的记忆时常跑在你的前面，我过去的记忆时常靠自己来做事。但是主，这个时刻我要把这个记忆放在你的祭坛上，我要交出来。这个时刻光照我，饶恕我，赦免我，给我这个恩典，给我这个恩典。主啊，充满我，充满我，充满你自己。
是的，主，我们确实是需要你更多更多更多的充满，好叫我们重新得力，好叫我们晓得主啊如何来讨你的喜悦。主，谢谢你今天下午当我们向你说 yes， 我们愿意，我们愿意降服于你，我们愿意做成你的旨意的时候，主，我们说我们愿意放弃我们旧有的生活。主，旧有的生活主不符合你话语的，主，我们说我们降服，我们放弃。主，我们同时我们也愿意放弃舒适的环境，我们愿意，主啊，选择花更多的时间来读你的话语，来做成你的旨意。我们愿意，主，放弃我们过去的失败和错误，我们不再纪念，因为主，我们知道我们降服于你的时候，你不纪念，我们也不要再追究了。主，我们知道我们在你今天开始是新造的人。主啊，在我们当中我们有不讨你喜悦的关系，今天我们也向你说，主，我们愿意降服，我们愿意，我们愿意为了你放弃那不讨你喜悦的关系。主啊，在我们生命中还有比你更珍贵的东西，以至于我们不能够完全的降服于你吗？主，今天向我们也同时跟你说，主，